Today's daf is daf bet, and we started the Gemara last time. We did the finish with the Mishnah and started the Gemara. So we were discussing the case where someone, the wall collapsed and they're chayv to build up to Dalet Amot. But if you want to extend even further than that, one party can't compel the other party to contribute. But then the Mishnah said that if the other person starts building alongside it, that's the end of the Mishnah, like the person didn't contribute. The same height of the other, same height as the other wall. Even if he hasn't yet put the roof on, he's chayav now to contribute because clearly he wants to build or make use of this. That's what it sounds like. So Gemara says Megaglin is a kol. So Rav Huna says Megaglin alav pshuto shel kotel. Now pshuto, the Marafulda explains, is this kol mashinif shat kotel chatzer af agav shalos mechel palgal Megaglin. So you can imagine the wall that divided them. The neighbor decided to go more than the standard measure, more than was 4 amot. He ends up going like 6 amot. But even if the other neighbor says, look, I'm not interested in contributing and I don't want to, let's keep it standard. So he didn't pay. But then this other neighbor, we'll call him Shimon, his neighbor number two, we said, if he builds a wall alongside it, now he's to contribute. What the Mishnah is saying is that even if he didn't build alongside the full length of the wall, only even a part of the wall, he's demonstrated enough that he's happy with the extension. He has to contribute to the whole extension. Okay, that's what the Mishnah is saying now. Okay, that's what the Rav Huna says. Behedya and Bavli, that's what the Rav Huna explains. In other words, Magaglin al kol orach pishut shalakoto. Now the Gemara says, okay, ad kadun orko. I can understand in terms of the height. What if the neighbor decided to make a very thick wall? DSLs contribute to the rochbo, to the thickness of it. Meaning, if you just want a particular height, well, that's fine, but you know, it's gone way beyond. But let's say that it was a very thick basin to make it very thick all the way up to the top. DSLs to contribute to that? Or can you say, look, I would have been satisfied with this thing being thinner than that, so I don't have to do the full contribution to the extension? That's effectively the question. Again, this is when this other second neighbor is built along beside it. So Amar Rav Nasa, Kotel chatzer lo nase ela la'atzil lo. Fascinating. What does this mean? So la'atzil lo means the purpose of the wall between two chatzirot is ela mishum marat ayin. Once again, hezekriya. So you can't look between to the two properties for privacy. I'll just continue my fold. Liot yachol lishtamesh b'chol inyan v'lo lo yagia lo shum hezekriya mechaverto. That I can simply function happily without my friend observing what I'm doing in my chatzir. And that's why that's why he's raised it higher. And for that end, you didn't have to have it so super thick. So what if it's sufficient to have that particular height? That's what we're saying. In other words, yes, his other party on the other side end up contributing. Sorry, not contributing. Start again. Reuven built the extension. Shimon said, I'm not interested. I don't want to contribute. Then eventually Shimon builds a wall up next to it. Does, yes, clearly has to, now he's demonstrated he's interested in the height, so he has to contribute to the height because he's built a wall much to match it for construction purposes. But he, since the whole purpose of going upwards is only for Hezekiah, he doesn't have to, he only has to contribute for the extension for that would have been sufficient for those purposes of privacy, not a full, thick, you know, substantial wall for the extension. That's what the Gemara is saying. That is what Rav Nasa says. So Savrin Meimar, the Bnei Yeshiva, they end up thought to say Sheim Ratzal Likrot Einu Mekareh. The assumption is then that if it's only, I'll read in Mefold in a moment, that if, because he said that the purpose is only for privacy, it seems to imply that Shimon cannot construct a roof bridging the two walls. But now that doesn't make sense. We'll see why in a moment. So I'll read the Marfolder inside. Sabri Meim Ben Yeshiva, what Mahad Rav Nasa, because what Nasa says, Din Ratzah Litenat Alava Tikra Shein Roshai. In other words, it seems to be that since the purpose of the extension is sufficient only, if you like, for privacy, seems to be, which is much thinner than supporting a roof, must mean that Shimon can't build a roof over it. Bridging it, let's call it that. Shein Kotel Chatzir Nasa Lekach, because that's not the purpose of a Kotel Chatzir, it's just for privacy. Vegam Eino Sovel, and therefore wouldn't be able to hold a cross beam. Then he says, one second, Vekasha lehu imken lama gaglin et hakol. If that's the case, if Shimon builds a wall next to it, why are we suddenly gaglin et hakol? Since he can't build a roof over the partition wall and his wall, he's benefited nothing from the extension. See, well, let's go to logic again. The logic again is as follows. The flow of the Gemara says, okay, Reuven built the extension. Does Shimon have to? Yes, Shimon, when he builds a wall, a line next to it, he has to contribute to the going upwards. He has to contribute to the full thickness that was implemented. The answer is no, because it's only for privacy. Mashmeh, if it's only for privacy, that means you can't build a roof on it, because that the whole purpose of the dividing wall is just for privacy. But if you can't build a wall over the, if you can't build a roof over it, then why does Shimon now, by building this wall next, like this parallel wall next to it, have to contribute at all? He's benefited nothing. He can't make use of the extension. So, like, it's a circular problem. So the Gemara now says that Amrak, now the my Osbahadur has a bit filled in here, but we'll skip it because the Parashim don't make reference to it. So the Amrav Yosef Barabun Tifta Alidei Mereshav. That no, because he's still benefiting from it, even if he's not allowed to use that particular wall that's dividing the two properties to support the roof. He can still build the roof, how so, with other type of constructs to prop it up. So I'll just show you my full Tifta Alidei Mereshav. You're right, the dividing wall is only really for privacy. You can still put a wall over, you can still, sorry, put a roof over the top, Alidei, through other types of beams. Shema korachat betchilat kotel v'sof kotel v'noten l'tshtei korot. You can sort of make other types of scaffolding, if you like, to support the roof without having to rely on the dividing wall. So once again, is he benefiting from the dividing wall even if he can't build a roof of it? Absolutely, because that's the privacy that is enjoying that from his new building he's building next to the wall. Despite the fact he's not allowed to rely on that wall for support for his roof, he could still build the roof by other means. That's what the Gemara say. So again, you have to contribute to the basic extension now that Shimon's demonstrated he's happy with the extension, despite the fact he cannot rely on it for support because he can use other things to support his roof. Okay, fine. Let's now next mission. Halacha Dalet. Kofin not beit shar. So here we're talking about kofin the bnei chatzer. That you can compel the, this is like some like kind of like vad fees. What can the vad compel the neighbors to contribute to? That is, well, sorry, there's no vad here because that operates differently. But in other words, what that is are not just a wall, but also a beit shar, like a guardhouse and a door for the chatzer. Okay. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, lo kol chatzer ulo beit shar. What are you talking about? No, all chatzer are ra'ui, are fitting to have a guardhouse. It's not appropriate every chatzer. Next, we can compel the citizens of a city to contribute to build a wall, doors, and a bolt across the city gate, if you like. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel once again said, "Lo kol ha'ariyot ra'uyot l'chomah." What are you talking about? All cities are ra'uy to have a type of wall. Again, the Gemara says, "Kam yeh ba'ir v'yeh kan she'ir." How long does someone have to live in a city to be like one of the residents of the city to contribute? We'll see what contribution we're talking about soon when we get to Gemara. So the Gemara says 12 chodesh is 12 months. However, Kanaba Beitar, once he buys a city, sorry, buys a house in the city, who can share Irmiya? He's already immediately one of the citizens in the city and has all the responsibilities and to contribute to various funding activities. We'll see soon. Let's continue. Kofinatolivnot. Gemara says Amravla Keni Orcha demand in the Parnes. Now here the Bnei Moshe says we're talking. He is explaining to Rama Gamliel that not every chatzir is ra'ui to have a beit shar because it says. Can demand a mivne that someone who needs a substantially protective security door? Generally, people who have what to protect, right? So the more wealthy a person is, the more security systems they're going to need, and that's effectively the rationale. As it says, "Hona shir kiat oz," which is according to the wealth, the hon osher kiryat uzo, the city of his strength. And the Chomaniska, which is like a large wall, is like his chambers. I think the reference is based on one's wealth is the type of security you need. So not every katzer, it requires a beit shar according to Rama Gamliel. Let's continue. Tani, Sha'at Rav Shoshim Yom, he's been there for 30 days. This is a brighter now. Now, before we said that when it comes to the, we said in our Mishnah, that when to consider the resident of the city, he's been there for 12 months, unless he bought a house. Once he bought a house, you're one, you're there. Now we've got a brighter that says if someone's been in a city for 30 days, he's like the Anshe Ir for a kupa. The way the interesting Marfold explains it, now kupa, if you remember, that was the monthly, sorry, the kupa that went around on a weekly basis that people contributed to support the poor. Okay, so here he's saying is liten, if you like, liten l'kupa shel tzedakah, that went out every Shabbos. So once it's been 30 days, he's expected to contribute to the kupa. Okay, and lichsud, meaning to help clothe or give fund clothing for the aniyim, shishasa chodeshim. Now, this the flow of the Gemara is explained differently by Mefarshim, but Marfulda says here we're saying we talk about various taxes. It's already, if you like, 12 months. The Gemara says once a pata called halin milin itma lefasim velezimiot 12 chodesh. So the nature of this kasha, according to the Marfulda, is that because back in Masechta Peah, he says to ita Masechta Peah b'shaser kol ani dechashiv, that those things we just mentioned in the beginning that initially Marfulda says. Refers to how long to be in a city in order to be obligated to contribute to these charity collections. He says it's no, it's referring to how long you have to be able to be to take from it. So Ani moves in, he can't immediately be supported by the kupa and various other funds, but we'll see. Again, if you remember Mr. we talked about this in more detail. But if you want to say from the kupa, it's 30 days. So that's why it's saying, Mr. All these taxes, talk about giving, contributions. So why is it that it seemed to be that half the brayta is talking about what he can take and what he can contribute, and the Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, that is because, again, all the functions may be put differently, but he says that is because that it refers to lechitei de Pesach, kimta de Pesach, pischa, that is all. Lisa v'liten. That is because that component, right, is refers to how long someone should be there to both contribute and take, and therefore that's why the Brayta could mix the timelines of contribution required to contribute and also required to take. Okay, fine. Now, halacha, hey, ein cholkin et hachatzer ad shu ba'arba'amot lazeh arba'azeh. And if you remember, we sort of referenced this yesterday, but we said how big does a chatzer have to be such that one can compel the other party, other occupants of the chatzer, to say, look, time to divide it up. That would have to be, they have to have at least Dalet Amot Lazed 4x4 each. Okay? Now, we'll qualify that as we get Gemara. And what it comes to a field, if it's a field, it has to be Tisha Kabin. Now, Kabin is always when you measure areas of land, it's by volume, but by volume of grain to plant within that. That's how you work out. So Tisha Kabin Lazed, Tisha Kabin Lazed, we would have said it's actually less than that. Actually, Tisha Chatzei Kabin Lazed, Chatzei Lazed. When it comes to a Gina, which is a garden patch, how big does it have to be to split it? Achu chatzi kavla ze v'chatzi kavla ze, which Rabbi Kiva says half to that, which is Beit Rova kav. And what's a traklin v'tam moran? These are large, it says here, paltin, or like halls or big spaces. They and whatever, a merchatz, a bathhouse, two business partners that want to split it up, or one wants to compel them to split it out. Below a beit habad, or a press, achu bahem kedei leze v'kedei leze. In other words, it has to be enough that it's functional and enough for each party, for one party to contribute to the other person to, it's time to split up between the two. Okay? Eimatai, when is that the case? When we have to have these minimum shiurim? That's bizman shnehem. That's when only one party wants to do another one's not interested. That's when we say it has to be these minimum size in order to compel the other party to split up. Aval, bizman shnehem, if they're both quite happy to break up the partnership or split the space, even if it's tiny, well, then I feel pachot, even if it's less than that, yechaloko. And that's how we tried to, if you remember, yesterday's shiur, explain what the first mishnah was talking about. There was at least part of the havamina or the discussion that it was less than that, and ratzu, they wanted to divide. The kitvei kodesh, what happens if it comes to like kitvei kodesh, which is like Torah, Tanakh, things like that, it says, afal pishnei ratzim, if they want to divide it, those things we don't want to split up. You don't want to start taking a cloth and splitting. Okay, you can have Bresh and Shemot, and I'll take Vayikra and Devarim. Vayikra, Shemot, and Devarim. We don't do that. Lo yechlokum. Now, Gemara says, Ein chulkin et hachatzer. So Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Arba mot she'amu chutz me'arba amot shel ptachim. So when it says you need four for each party, four usable space, that is aside from the four amot that are allocated in front of each person's doorway. Okay, so each person has a doorway, they really need eight for each, or 8x4 for each. Okay, the Tani Bar Kafra, Ken Tani Bar Kaf Ken, Ein Cholkin Et Hachatz Ad Shu Shmona Amot Lazeh U Shmona Amot Lazeh. They have to be eight for each of them. Okay, fine. So it's not 4x4. In other words, it's four usable space aside from let's call it your doorway access space. So that's what. So it's really eight for each. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Arba Mot She'amru, Lo She'yu Lahem Kinyan, Ela Shu Ma'amid Be'emto L'sha Oporek Chavilato. So just wonder what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that Dalet Amot that we give in front of the doorway for each party, it's not that it's his space. So I'll explain more fully. It's not that it's his Gamur, Kinyan Gamur. Ela Nitan Lo She'yu Ma'amid Sham Be'emo L'sha. It's just his enough that he can, if you like, use that to unload his animal. To unload his stock, or his shoulder. In other words, there's two ways to understand what it means, what outside the Pentach. Isn't it a much it's his, and exclusively his, and no one's allowed to use that space whatsoever? Or is it that, no, it just means that this is a region he's allowed to use for unloading. It's his unloading dock, but really it's not much considered like his. The Dalaram in front of his Petach. So he's saying here, it doesn't mean it's completely his, it's just a Rashut. However, Rabbi Yonatan Makshi says a kasha on that. Klum armu arba amot elish yom amid beim tov rekha bilot asha'a. So I'll first read the Marfulda, and I'll show you the Pneumosh, and I'll show you the Marfulda. He says, read it between me like we did. Di'im amru arba amot yeshlo ma mashma shehen shelo lagamri. When you said the Dalaramot inside the Petach is his, the implication is it's his mamash lagamri, not he has unloading space because a chatzir, you know, you're the shared chatzir. Everyone's allowed to use within reason. So if you're saying the dalam chatzir is his, it must mean it's his lagamri. It's like a proper kinyan. It's kasher and yochana. I'll just show you the marafold. He only says three words. He says makshi says v'lama lishmona, meaning if it's just access and not mamash considered his, why then in the brighter that says each of them has to have eight and eight? Right? I mean, eight and eight implies that it's four is really his, plus the four in the chatzer. But by saying, so therefore he's, if like is the cholek and says, no, the actual dalaramot access in the front is not just access allowed, but it's mamash considered the owner of the balabait, like exclusively his space, even this shared chatzer. Okay, that's a machloket there. Now the Gemara says, Eshkach Tani, we find a brighter, says, Af Chuliyat Abor. So if there's a water hole or something, then also when we're doing the division, there has to be enough room for the person to say, owns this bor, Yeshlo Arba Amot, also access. So again, the division has, it can be asymmetric, because we're talking about access in front of doorways and access in front of all these other things, and only after we've subtracted all that space, then has to be Dalan Amot Lazer, Dalan Amot Lazer. So with that, we're saying. So Tani, Tana Rabbi Yanai, Af Beit Tarnagolin Yeshlehem Arba Amot, even if like in front of a chicken coop, there also the access there considered that it need also, that's also part of our pre-calculation before the division. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says Beshem Rab Banaya. Bechola Chotvim Memachin, Ze Al Ze Bechatzer, Chut Mikvisa, Mipnesh Kvod Benot Israel. So even though we said a chatz is really a space that people used for many other activities, it wasn't just access to the houses, that each party in the chatzer can object to disruptive activities, let's call it the chatzer. So Rabbi Yochanan says, B'shem Rabbanai, B'chol B'shotim Machayim Yadzeh Al Zegaber, Chutz Min HaKvisa, except for laundry. Laundry. In other words, even though there might be disruptive chatzer, you can't object to your neighbor using the chatzer for doing laundry. Why? Mipnei Kvod Banot Yisrael, because of the honor of Banot Yisrael. Now, Kvod Banot Yisrael, I'll just show you here the Pnei Moshe. He says, "B'chol avrim v'tashmish kvuim yachol b'nei." This is what I wanted to show you before. Sorry, but he says, "B'chol avrim v'tashmishim kvuim yacholim b'nei chatzer shotvim limchot ze baze shelo laso b'chatzer." Anything that's a tashmish kavua, fixing is constantly doing. Each party can object. This is like disruptive. You cannot do this, except for, as he said, doing laundry, mikvod benot Israel, she'ein darkan shel benot Israel, litbazot v'lamod al sfat ha'na'ar yachefod. That it's for the honor of benot Israel, it's preferable than doing the chatzar, because if you say you can't do chatzar, they've got to go into public place, they've got to go to the river to do the laundry. Like, fine. So that's why the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Anaya, hadad tema, that would only make sense, but makom shanashim mechafsot, that's the time where, in the locations where the women do the laundry. Because then you've got to watch b'choshesh, and you can't object to the laundry is doing the women doing the laundry in a more private place. Aval makom shanashim mechabsim, in a situation location where the men are the ones that do the laundry, then lo bada, then that's not the case. Meaning you can't object because there's no kavod adam by go taking the laundry and going doing it by a river. Okay, maybe there's what the Yeshamal Ismoch now just had to mention, certain places should be doing the laundry, not the women. Okay, Beseder. Kol Tov, have a good day.